It promises to be the most open Australian Open in years, which makes form going into the two-week extravaganza in Melbourne all the more important. Amongst those who are going well is Australia's second-highest-ranked women's singles player, Daria Gavrilova. Ranked number 25 in the world, she's made the semi-finals of the Sydney International, her last lead-in tournament before the Australian Open. Speaking to the Seven Network, she's credited her strong performances to her new coach, Jared Ma.
He's been helping me for the last few years, and then I've decided to make him my coach in this pre-season. I think he's a great guy, he's so positive, and his tennis knowledge is pretty amazing, and, you know, just... he keeps it light and fun.
Romanian Simona Halep will be the top seed in the women's singles, while Spaniard Rafael Nadal will be the number one seed in the men's singles. The Australian Open starts on Monday. That's the day after the Australian cricket team start their next challenge, a five-match one-day international series against England, with game one of that series in Melbourne. 50-over cricket often seems lost in the modern cricket world, sandwiched between the game's newest format, 2020 cricket, and its oldest and most prestigious format, Test matches. But Australia are the reigning world champions in this form of the sport, and spin bowler Adam Zampa says it's important that they do well, starting with these matches against England.
Concentrating on this form of the game is pretty huge for us at the moment, considering the World Cup's coming up in 2019. We've been pretty disappointed with the way that we've played in one-day cricket for the last couple of years now, so we're putting in a conscious effort to make sure that we get this form of the game right.
For those who prefer the 2020 format of the sport, the Big Bash League continues, with local derbies in both Sydney and Melbourne. The Sydney Sixers haven't won any of their six matches so far this season, heading into their fixture against the Sydney Thunder, a local derby that's become known as the Sydney Smash. But Sixers opening batsman Jordan Silk says the factor of the local rivalry is a bigger one in this game than the recent form of both teams.
That always adds a lot, you know, whether you're nine on six or, you know, six from six. It's always a really important game for us, and one that we you know, have held a really good record of over the Thunder for the last, you know, six or seven seasons. So it's one where we're desperate to get one back on this year, and, you know, I've got full confidence with a few new personnel that we'll be able to get the result on Saturday night.
The Sixers won the first seven Sydney Smash matches, but the Thunder have won four of the last five. And in football, Melbourne Victory will be looking to get back on track when they play Perth Glory on Saturday night. Victory need a win after losing 2-1 to last-placed Wellington midweek. Coach Kevin Muscat says it's a time for introspection at the club.
We've got to be serious and have a look and see where we can get better, because there's some good things that we need to maintain and improve on, but there's obviously areas as a professional outfit that we need to get better at.
In the weekend's other A-League matches, Newcastle Jets host Brisbane Roar, Wellington Phoenix host Western Sydney Wanderers, Central Coast Mariners play Melbourne City in Gosford, and Adelaide United are at home against league leaders Sydney FC. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.